Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter: The Midnight Cry. Such was the interest in New York City that it was determined by Brother J. V. Himes to commence a daily Advent paper and publish it, at least for 4 weeks, in which the principal arguments sustaining our views were to be embodied and given to the public in a cheap and popular form. The paper was commenced in the latter part of November, 1842, entitled The Midnight Cry. It was principally under the editorial supervision of our beloved and faithful brother, N. Southard. The 24 numbers were published, and 10,000 copies of each number circulated. Most of these were gratuitously distributed through the post offices at the expense of the publisher. Of course, such a distribution could not fail to awaken an interest throughout the country of the most salutary character. Thousands were enlightened and instructed and embraced the doctrine, who never heard a lecture on the subject. The Cry has been continued as a weekly paper up to the present time, and has each successive week been extending its sphere of usefulness and cheering the hearts of thousands of lonely pilgrims in every part of the land. In February 1843, Brother Miller and Brother Himes visited Philadelphia and gave a course of lectures with very great effect. The city was convulsed throughout with the influence of the lectures. Saints rejoiced, the wicked trembled, backsliders quaked, and the word of the Lord ran and was glorified. It is doubtful whether Mr. Miller ever gave a course of lectures with greater effect than at that time. It placed the cause on a permanent foundation in the city and prepared the way for extending it into the South and West. A book room was opened in the city early in January, and a small penny paper, the Philadelphia Alarm, was issued. 13 numbers of it were published, about 4,000 copies per number. Efforts were now made in Washington, D.C. and Pittsburgh, Virginia. Indeed, the whole West seemed ripe and ready for harvest. Letters written from Pittsburgh and published in the Midnight Cry soon aroused the friends at the East, and a number of lecturers immediately started for that field of labor. The Advent banner was unfurled in Cincinnati, and from thence the light has been spreading all over the Western and Southern country. Returning from Pittsburgh, about the middle of March, the Philadelphia Alarm was merged in the Trumpet of Alarm, a paper containing the diagrams of the visions of Daniel and John, and a connected view of the Advent doctrine, gotten up for the express purpose of circulating in the West and South. From 25,000 to 30,000 copies of it have been circulated. While these things were going on at the West, the Lord was still at work in the East. By His gracious providence, those beloved brethren, N.N. Whiting, J.B. Cook, and F.G. Brown, were brought into the faith and began to proclaim it aloud. The effect of it was electrical. Very many who had previously looked upon the subject as beneath their notice began to feel that it was possible, after all, that there might be something in it. This induced examination of the evidence, and that again produced conviction of the truth of the doctrine. In a manner too rapid to record, the Advent cause went forward during that winter. I am aware that history loses more than half its interest from the absence of its detail, but such are the limits to which this sketch must be confined. It is impossible to enter into the minutiae of the thing. All that can be done will be to record the outlines of the story. Then again, Brother Fitch's mission in Ohio resulted in the establishment of a second Advent paper in Cleveland, which has proven an instrument of great good to the cause in that section of the country. Brethren H. B. Skinner and L. Caldwell, who spent the winter in Canada East, also commenced a paper there devoted to the cause. As the summer opened, preparations were made for tabernacle and camp meetings. East, West, and North, they were appointed and held, most of which were attended with the special blessing of God on the people. and greatly extended the knowledge of the Advent views. The same anxiety to hear on the subject, which has characterized the doctrine from its beginning, marked it still, not only in places where it had gained a foothold, but in new places where it had never been proclaimed. The greatest anxiety to hear was manifested. Brother Himes undertook the task of again sustaining the great tent and going with it into western New York. This he, in connection with other brethren, carried through. Up to that time, no permanent interest had been created in that part of the country. But from the holding of the tent meetings in Rochester and Buffalo, the subject took a strong hold on the community through that region of the country, and has been steadily going forward ever since. From Buffalo, the tent was taken to Cincinnati, Ohio, and a full exposition of the Advent doctrines given to the people. Several courses of lectures, however, had been previously delivered in that city, and the people were thus prepared to improve the privilege of the tent lectures. There had also been several camp meetings in the vicinity of the city, so that a great interest prevailed in the country to obtain light on the subject. In connection with each of the tent meetings, an Advent paper was published, in which the main points of the Advent doctrine were given to the people, with great effect. We have not space for a full account of the numerous incidents which marked the labors of the summer and autumn of 1843, but it must be recorded, to the praise of the God's glorious grace, that the work of the Lord went steadily forward, bearing down all opposition from whatever source. We were deprived, during the entire spring and summer, of the labors of our beloved Brother Miller, who was confined to his house by a painful sickness for a number of months. In the fall of the year, as his health improved, he again commenced his arduous work, first making a tour through New England, and then into western New York. During the 8 weeks which he spent in the latter tour, he preached 85 times, besides all the other duties which devolved upon him, incidental to such a journey. Never were his labors attended with better results, or received with greater pleasure, than during that journey. The good seed, the word of the kingdom, still found good ground, into which it fell, took root, and brought forth fruit. During this visit to the West, among other places, he visited Lockport, New York, the residence of Elder E. Galusha, so well known in the Baptist Church in the United States. He had been for several months more or less exercised on the subject of the coming of the Lord, and had given it a very candid examination, but had never fully committed himself to it until Brother Miller's lectures in the church of which he had the pastoral charge. He, from that time, became a decided advocate of the doctrine, and has since devoted himself to its advocacy.